My name's Bryony Davies. I'm the Assistant Curator at the Freud Museum London. You are now standing in Sigmund Freud's study. The desk at the centre of the room was the focus of Freud's life and work. It is so crowded that there hardly seems space for his papers. Freud chose to work face to face with an audience of antiquities. Archaeology and the mental life of distant cultures are alive and present in this room, and they are woven into his writing and his thought. His chair, next to his desk, is an intriguing object. It was especially designed for him by the architect Felix Augenfeld in the late 1920s. Freud liked to read with his leg hooked over the armrest, and its design made this reading posture comfortable. Every object here has its own history, but Freud's history centres on the couch. This is one of the most famous pieces of furniture in the world. In his lifetime, Freud treated over 500 patients. Most of them lay on this couch, and it was one of them, a Madame Benvenisti, who gave it to him around 1891. At the time, Freud was simply a specialist in nervous diseases. Freud sat in the green tub chair at the far end of the couch so that the patient could not see him. He couldn't stand to be stared at for 8 hours a day, he once wrote. Cartoonists often show psychoanalysts making notes in a notebook, but Freud did not. He said this distracted the attention of the analyst. He only listened. In early years, he sometimes listened for up to 8 hours a day. Everything in the study has been preserved as it was in Freud's time. When the house was being set up for Freud to move into, his family tried to replicate his old home in Vienna. But of course the layout of the rooms is very different here. There he had a separate study and consulting room. Here they have been combined into one space. All the furniture, pictures, rugs and antiquities in this house are the same as in Vienna. They were carefully transported here from his old home in 1938. Even the bookshelves were reassembled here. On arrival in England, despite his ill health, Freud continued to write and receive a few patients. Indeed, it was here that he wrote his final books, only published after his death. These were two unfinished attempts to summarise his life's work, An Outline of Psychoanalysis and Some Elementary Lessons in Psychoanalysis. It was in this study that he spent the last days of his life, and it was here that he died on 23rd of September 1939, 3 weeks after the Second World War had been declared. We are looking into the past in this room, but as in archaeology, there is not just one period of the past. Many levels of the past are visible in front of us. When Freud was comparing unconscious thoughts to relics of past civilizations, he was actually surrounded by real relics. His study was a laboratory for ideas about the working of the mind because it really contains these deeper strata of history. Everything here reminds us that psychoanalysis is an historical science. Our present state of mind can only make sense when we know its past.
Please take a few minutes now to look round this room and then move to the next room, observing social distancing rules.